Millions of students across the country will enter their first year of college this month. That includes my son, Grant. College can be a very tough transition for students. As many as one in three students will not return for their sophomore year. That's according to national data collected by U.S. News and World Reports, which features freshman retention rates between fall 2010 and fall 2013. Kennesaw State University is one of 44 institutions taking part in a national initiative to help kids finish their degrees. It's called Reimagining the First Year of College. Chris Hutt can explain. He's Vice President of Academic Advising at Kennesaw State. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. And also with us is Julie Onsis. She's the Vice President for Institute Diversity at Georgia Tech. Hi, Julie.
Hi. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, first, Chris, let's start with understanding all of many reasons why kids, so many kids, do not return to school. What are those reasons? And I'm sure there's a list.
Right, sure. And it's a long list.
Yeah.
And some of those reasons are academic, and certainly a lot are non-academic as well. So
some of them are financial. I mean, that makes sense that you get to college. One of the things that interested me, though, was that some people say that schools will entice a student by offering a financial aid package that then is not later available when they get to their sophomore year. Does that happen?
Potentially it can. You know, financial aid is a very complex and very nuanced thing, and that's kind of on the other side of campus. I jokingly tell students, I don't deal with anything having to do with money, so I'll defer to the experts on those things. But I do know that there are, you know, circumstances where students come in thinking that their aid package is going to cover a certain amount, and the reality is it's only tuition and fees. They don't think about some of the living expenses, things like that. Or it's just more expensive than families anticipate. And so they run out of money.
So let's go through some of the other reasons. And in this, we can bring Julie into it, because one of the things which interested me was the difference between expectation and reality. And this is pointed to by a lot of students as to why they left. And those expectations can be anything: the difficulty of the classes, how the college will be. But how does the expectation of the students impact whether they return?
Well, I think that there are students who come in certainly with a set of expectations, and when they are met with adversity, whether that first exam was kind of a kick in the mouth and they really struggled academically, or they're not used to living away from home.
They're lonely.
They're lonely, they're homesick, they're confused, they're experiencing new ideas and thoughts that maybe they weren't exposed to coming out of high school. So what resilience do they have? What resources do they have? What are they aware that's available? And do they seek those resources out? Are they talking to advisors? Are they talking to counselors? Are they talking to their professors? Do they feel like those campus resources are not just available, but welcoming?
Yeah, I mean, you can have all the resources in the world if the students don't know about
them. If they're not being utilized, it doesn't matter. Right.
So, Julie, this kind of brings us to you, because students of color and first-generation students, those who are the first in their family to go to college, are much more likely to drop out. Do we know why?
I think it's important to look at both the psychological variables. That's my background, is psychology, as well as environmental and contextual variables. So students of color struggle with the same issues that Chris mentioned majority students do, but then they have some unique challenges. One of those challenges relates to being numerically underrepresented, and that very much relates to feeling a sometimes lowered sense of belonging or connectedness. So at Tech, we're very much aware of that, and there are programs in place to increase connectedness among students of color. Students of color nationwide talk about more limited role models, especially role models who look like them. That's a particular issue in STEM schools and STEM universities. And I think they're also often struggling with some myths related to their abilities or their potential. And that goes to the point of implicit stereotypes that others may hold about them.
Help me understand what you're saying. The myths about their abilities, meaning people expect more of them or less of them?
Sometimes students of color talk about experiences where faculty or others expect less of them. And I think that has a strong impact oftentimes on their own self-efficacy and their own self-estimates about their abilities to succeed.
So there an interesting comment from Dr. Bruce Niemeyer of Global College Search, and I'll put this to you, Chris. He says, quote, "A number of schools might have a more lenient admissions policy, but therefore end up admitted students that it does not have the appropriate resources to assist in making it academically." To what extent does admissions policies impact success? In other words, choosing the exact class of freshmen that are right for that university?
Yeah, so I think that there is sometimes a tension between admission standards and what that entering class looks like and what the resources are. We have a real disconnect sometimes between higher ed and K-12. You know, I jokingly say it at freshman orientation, we're treating you like adults here. But 6 weeks ago, you had to raise your hand and ask permission to go to the restroom. So, you know, what happens in that period where you develop all of these life skills where you can advocate for yourselves? So one of the things that Kennesaw State is looking at is changing how we reach out to students who have either been identified as being at risk by their faculty or who we just know might need a little bit more support.
You mean they fit statistically into a student that is more likely to drop out?
Right, or a professor says, hey, I don't have an attendance policy, but this student isn't coming to class. I'm concerned. How are we reaching out to that student? What are we doing to make sure that they're not only taking advantage of whatever resources are available, but that they're dealing with some of those non-academic issues, that it's a good fit, that they're in the right place, that they're feeling confident, empowered to do well.
So this is a place for all of you listening to give us a report on your first year of college. How was it? What was the most difficult part of your first year? You can tweet us at Westy Talk or join the conversation on Facebook. So Julie, what are the resources? And Georgia Tech is not part of this national initiative that Kennesaw State has joined, but what kind of resources does Georgia Tech have to reach out to this kind of students that Chris was just describing?
So there are a variety of resources at Tech, and I think that's a major reason, or one of the major reasons, why we have a very high retention rate and have had very high retention rates for the past 15 to 20 years.
What is Georgia Tech's retention rate?
So current retention rate is 97% from first year to second year. Those are the latest statistics. So that's extremely high.
It is.
And it's pretty discrepant from the national average.
For context, the two of the lowest in Georgia, Clark Atlanta has only 63% retention. South University in Savannah has only 45% retention, which means less than half of freshmen return for their sophomore year. Okay, so what are these resources you put into play?
So, and I want to pick up a point that you were just speaking about with Chris. I think that the continued competitiveness in admissions at Tech definitely leads to or impacts the high retention rates. But Tech has a variety of programs related to, again, psychological, individual sorts of challenges that students face academically and socially, and also sort of contextual. So one program that's comes out of the Office of Institute Diversity is known as the Challenge Program. And that's a five-week intensive summer program for incoming freshmen. And it's a program that consists of core courses at Tech. So students come for the summer for 5 weeks. And it simulates a typical freshman year. So students become familiar with the Tech campus, with academic challenges they may face. It's also an opportunity for them to connect with other students.
Maybe make some friends.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Chris, now that you're part of this national initiative, what kind of things can Kennesaw State, because the elite institutions don't seem to have too many problems with retention. They're all up in the 90s, Harvard, Yale, not having trouble. But what about Kennesaw that has a more mixed bag of incoming freshmen?
Exactly. It's a different student population. The resources are obviously very different, and so too are the needs. So as part of this Ask You initiative, Kennesaw State is looking at four distinct buckets or areas where we feel we might be able to make a difference. First is changing the mindset of academic advising to a more proactive model where we are reaching out to students before they maybe feel like they need to see us. So in the past, advisors, whether it's faculty, staff, professional, would wait for the student to come to us. Which means there's a crisis. And often they don't realize that there's a crisis until it's too late. So we're piloting a new model this fall where we are going to be reaching out to students early and often in the hope that we can catch them before they're too far gone so that they can still make some course corrections, some adjustments in the semester before it's too late.
Right.
We're also piloting a course redesign in some of our very high enrollment, high DFW rate courses, DFW meaning courses that students more often get a DF or a W, trying to front load some of the assignments so faculty and students get an earlier read on how a student's doing in the class.
That is Chris Hutt. He is with Kennesaw State University. He is Vice President of Academic Advising there, and Julie Ansis is Associate Vice President for Institute Diversity at Georgia Tech. Got to get that title correct. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.